Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we promote business people you can call today. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how you can overcome your fears and achieve the life you want. My guest is a listener favorite and a licensed professional counselor. She is the president of Intimate Details, LLC, a leading psychotherapy practice in Atlanta, Georgia. It is my privilege to welcome back to the show a young lady who is committed to helping people from all walks of life live richer and fuller lives through mental health counseling. Miss Tiffany Davis, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Thank you.
Great.
I understand that people come to see you for a variety of reasons. Do clients ever come to see you for work-related or life-changing issues?
Oh, all the time. Many individuals begin the therapeutic process not because of some acute mental illness, but because they're experiencing some sort of distress over their current circumstances. That can be due to a relationship, because they want to make a change in their career, start a new business venture, go back to school, have children, divorce, etc. Oftentimes, when we wish to make changes in our lives, we find comfort in speaking with someone that can help us filter through the crap that essentially blocks us from achieving our destiny. Therapy can do that for you.
Okay. What would you say is the biggest roadblock that keeps people from achieving their dreams?
Sparkplug, there is a quote that you know that I love, and that quote is, "What would you do, be, or have if you knew you could not fail?" And I'm going to repeat that. What would you do, be, or have if you knew that you could not fail? The embedded message in this quote is that failure is generally what keeps us from doing what we wish to do. And for some of us, it becomes paralyzing. If you knew you weren't going to fail, what would you do? For some, the answer would be going back to school. It might be changing their careers or starting their own business. For others, it might be starting a family. What's interesting is that these roadblocks that we find in front of us generally are placed there by us. These things that we feel challenged by or make us feel inadequate most often come from our own negative self-talk. We'll tell ourselves, I can't do this, or what will people think? I'll look like a fool doing this. I won't be able to finish if I start. Well, in working with individuals who have these types of concerns, I help them break down the root of what's keeping them from moving forward. And 9 times out of 10, it is not what others say to them, but it's what they say to themselves. And once they can recognize that and begin to think more positively about their opportunities, success can be achieved.
Well, failure in things like relationships and business are very real possibilities in today's world. How do you motivate people to see past the potential for a letdown?
The greatest thing that I can do is to help them to realize that failure should be seen as a blessing. It's when we fail that we have the opportunity to look at our mistakes for what they are, mistakes. You can't be so hard on yourself. Mistakes are how you learn. If you can embrace these times as lessons for success, your next venture will be more victorious. For example, for those of us who experienced and ended a poor relationship, you learn from that relationship what you liked and what you hated, what you did wrong and what you did right. You can choose to look at that relationship as a failure because it didn't end in a marriage or because it ended in divorce, or you can look at that relationship as part of the journey to your fortune. Quite simply, what not to do to make sure that the next relationship, job, or business is more successful.
Well, for some people, they may not have any idea what they want out of life, and that's a major problem. How do you help them?
Many folks find themselves in this predicament at various stages of their lives. I see this mostly with young men and women in their early 20s, not really knowing what they want to do with their lives, and a lot of them going to college because that's what they were supposed to do, but not realizing their purpose yet. Also, I see this with a lot of women in their early to mid-30s. By age 30, many young women have in their mind what they should have accomplished, where they should be in their careers, with graduate degrees, marital status, et cetera. If those things aren't achieved or presumably in reach, they can begin to question their purpose, if they're doing the right thing, or even find themselves in the position of realizing that what they thought they wanted to do really isn't what they're passionate about, and that's tough. For both of these age groups, I challenge folks to really channel those areas in their life that bring them the most joy and the most gratification. I find that if you spend the bulk of your day doing what you love, what you're passionate about, it doesn't feel like work. And you're a testament to that, spark plug, I'm sure. I can tell by your passion that you really love what you're doing and you wouldn't change it for anything. You must do what you love because that is true success.
Well, what steps do you commonly recommend for those who want to take that leap and do what they really love?
I have a 10-step model that I use with clients that propels them forward into the life that they want. Step number one is to have them just sit down and have a long talk with themselves. You've got to have an honest dialogue with yourself about what you really want, not what your spouse wants, not what your parents want for you, but what you want for yourself. You'd be surprised how many people actually don't know what they want because they're so used to pleasing and appeasing others. Be honest about what you want. You deserve that. Number two is to set short and long-term goals. You do not eat a whole pizza pie at a time. You eat one slice at a time. And actually, you don't eat the whole slice. You take one bite at a time. You chew it. You swallow it. Then you take another. Your goals should be like that as well. You must pace yourself. I recommend setting your long-term goals first and then taking a step back and making a list of several short-term goals that will aid you in achieving that one long-term goal. It sounds like an elementary process, but that's really what it takes. The third step is to fear nothing. Like I said before, fear is often self-imposed. And since you rarely have a reason to fear yourself, I say fear nothing. You'll continue to be disappointed in yourself if you allow fear to keep you from taking that first step, but you'll never be disappointed in the fact that you know that you tried. Number four, are your expectations realistic? Have you measured all the pros and cons? Are you overextending yourself by taking this leap? Is this the best option for you and your lifestyle? What we're asking here is, have you really looked at what you want to do, your ability to do so, the feasibility of your options? In addition to the first three questions or the first three steps, you want to examine if what you want is really for you and if you have the access to the necessary tools to make that happen. Number five, use your resources. You want to open a coffee shop? Strike up a conversation with a manager at a local bean house. You want to start your own practice? Talk with your professors at school about how they've done it. Resources aren't always money. Resources are people, too. Utilize the people that you know to get the information you need to get what you want. And don't be bashful. Ask the important questions. You are not going to get the information if you don't ask the questions. Number six, ask for help. There is no shame in asking someone for help. There are people out there who are more than happy to help you if you just ask. And a lot of times you won't get the answers if you don't ask. Realize that you can't do this alone. One man can't do everything. Find those folks in your family, in your church group, in your sorority, in your alumni chapter that have gone through this process before. Use them as a resource. Ask for help. Number seven. Step outside of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to do this. Even if you hate marketing yourself, you may just have to experience selling yourself to realize what the market is like for what you want to do. Feel like you don't have available resources? Challenge yourself to make an appearance at a networking group. Show up at the next people you need to know meet and greet. Introduce yourself instead of waiting to be introduced. Remaining comfortable means remaining stagnant. I'm going to say that again. Remaining comfortable means remaining stagnant. I truly believe that. It's safe, but it's also important to realize that your refusal to step outside of your comfort zone is a conscious decision to stay right where you are and not move toward your dream. Number 8, take care of yourself. I am the biggest advocate for taking care of yourself. We are nothing to anyone if we are nothing to ourselves. A great dinner, a bubble bath, a new pair of shoes, going to play golf or tennis with your friends, taking time to read a book or a magazine. We tend to see taking care of ourselves as selfish sometimes. Taking care of yourself actually means that when things get challenging, you've got enough rest, enough food, enough support in your life that this challenging situation isn't as stressful as it might appear. Taking care of yourself means that no matter what you're facing, you have something wonderful to look forward to momentarily. And when you have something like that to look forward to, the present just doesn't seem that bad. Number 9, remember, if it were easy, everyone would do it. Reality is that achieving your dreams and the life that you want can be hard. Most of us won't have our aspirations handed to us. We must work for it. But it's important to remember that if it were easy, if it were as easy as we would like for it to be, everyone would have it. Everyone would have what you're striving to achieve, and we'd probably want something else even bigger and better. And number 10, the last step, is to love the journey. This is last but certainly not least. Every single inch of your struggle is a precious moment. Embrace the pitfalls just as you embrace the revelations and successes. The fact that you're even able to take this journey is amazing. So I say love the journey. Some won't ever take advantage of the opportunity to achieve their dream. Embrace your mistakes. Adore the ride. Kiss every challenge and love the journey. And those are the 10 steps.
Wow. Well, Ms. Tiffany Davis, how can you be reached?
I can be reached for appointments at 404-441-0466. That number is also available if you have any questions about the therapeutic process or just want to see if the therapeutic process is right for you. I can also be reached at tiffany@tiffanydavis.com. That's T-I-F-F-A-N-I-E @tiffanydavis.com. My website, as you mentioned, is www.tiffanydavis.com as well.
Well, Ms. Tiffany Davis, president of Intimate Details, LLC, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin-Thomas, for all that she does to make every show a success. And for more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.